Hello and welcome to the Mount Moriah Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon and today is Monday, December the 13th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide based on the book of Jeremiah. I'll be reading Jeremiah chapter 39 today and after the scripture reading sharing some thoughts that I have on the passage from our Advent devotional guide. Jeremiah chapter 39 beginning in verse 1. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, a breach was made in the city. Then all the officials of the king of Babylon came and sat in the middle of the city gate. Nergal-Sar-Ezer of Samgar, Nebusar-Sakim, the Rab-Saris, Nergal-Sar-Ezer, the Rab-Mag, and all the rest of the officers of the king of Babylon. When Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all the soldiers saw them, they fled, going out of the city at night by way of the king's garden through the gate between the two walls, and they went toward the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, at Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah at Riblah before his eyes, and the king of Babylon slaughtered all the nobles of Judah. He put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him in chains to take him to Babylon. The Chaldeans burned the king's house and the house of the people and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile to Babylon the rest of the people who were left in the city, those who had deserted to him and the people who remained. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave command concerning Jeremiah through Nebuzaradan, the king, captain of the guard, saying, "Take him, look after him well, and do him no harm, but deal with him as he tells you." So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, Nebushazban, the Rabsaris, Nergal-Sar-Ezer, the Rab-Mag, and all the chief officers of the king of Babylon sent and took Jeremiah from the court of the guard. They entrusted to him Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, that he should take him home, so he lived among the people. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the guard. "Go and say to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will fulfill my words against this city for harm and not for good, and they shall be accomplished before you on that day. But I will deliver you on that day, declares the Lord, and you shall not be given to the hand of the man of whom you are afraid. For I will surely save you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but you shall have your life as a prize of war, because you have put your trust in me, declares the Lord." Throughout the story of Scripture, the Lord uses unlikely people to accomplish his purposes in the world. In Jeremiah 39, we read of God's promise to preserve the life of Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian eunuch who serves in King Zedekiah's house, even as King Zedekiah and his officers face a tragic end when Jerusalem finally falls to the Babylonians. Why is the Gentile Ebed-Melech spared while the Jewish ruling class is decimated? Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 18 states that Ebed-Melech is saved because he trusted in the Lord. Ebed-Melech displayed his trust in the Lord back in Jeremiah chapter 38 when he risked his own life by pleading with the king to spare Jeremiah by delivering him from the cistern that would have surely been his grave apart from Ebed-Melech's intervention. What ultimately matters is not a person's ethnicity or position of power, but whether a person will trust in the Lord. The story of Jesus' birth reminds us of this same truth. In the people who are featured in the story of Jesus' entry into the world, it is the most unlikely folks who trust in God's ability to accomplish salvation through the baby born in the Bethlehem manger. Elizabeth was barren and advanced in years. Mary was a virgin. The shepherds were outcasts who made a living on the fringes of society. And the wise men were foreigners from the east who came and bowed their knees to King Jesus. This hodgepodge of humanity, composed of Jews and Gentiles alike, would not have been the folks voted most likely to be used by God. However, what mattered most was not their resume, but whether they would trust in God's provision. This Christmas, you may be someone who occupies a position of authority in this world, or you may feel more like an outcast overlooked by everyone in the world. But what matters is not where you are from or what you have accomplished in this world. What is most important to the Lord is whether you have placed your trust in God and received the free gift of salvation He offers to all who replace their faith in Jesus Christ. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank You that we do not have to come to You based on our merits or where we're from or positions of power that we occupy in this world, or if we feel like we are on the fringes of society, but You look not on the outward appearance of man, but You look on our hearts. We pray that You would give us a bold faith to trust that You can use even us to be a part of what You want to accomplish in this world. Give us trust and faith in You that we would step out and know that You will accomplish Your good plans and purposes in and through us. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.